Track 4 and more news. Devon's leading agricultural show is set to amplify its support for the performing arts this year with the launch of a brand new community stage. Created in partnership with BBC Radio Devon, the Engage stage at this year's Devon County Show will feature a vibrant lineup of local talent. Audiences can look forward to performances from Pelican Projects, Jukebox Choir, the Deaf Academy Choir, DJ Jozzy, and many more. Located at the heart of a refreshed showground opposite the Crafts and Flower Pavilion and adjacent to the Country Life and Woodland area, the Engage stage will provide covered seating, a bar run by Dartmoor Brewery, and locally sourced food from various catering outlets, including the Wife and I Sausage Company and Pan Crepes, creating a lively hub for visitors to enjoy. The new stage is designed with accessibility in mind, featuring handrails and a ramp to ensure access for all. Lisa Moore, Devon County's show manager, shared her excitement about the new addition. Music has always been a core feature of the show, with the bandstand, curated by Lewis Gibb in partnership with Devon Music Education Hub, hosting vocal performances from school choirs across the county. Each year we receive overwhelming interest from local artists looking for a space to showcase their talent, but the bandstand is packed with back-to-back performances. That's why we're thrilled to introduce a new stage in 2025, offering even more opportunities for Devon's talent to shine. With up to 95,000 visitors over the 3 days, the Devon County Show is the perfect platform to give these talented individuals the recognition that they deserve. The Devon County Show takes place from May 15th to May 17th.
Patients thrive with new skills in conservation. Patients at a Teignbridge hospital have been benefiting from an environmental project aimed at supporting hedgerows. Alex Watkins, occupational therapy technician at Langdon Hospital near Dawlish, has been instrumental in the development of the project, which blends environmental conservation with patient well-being. As part of that work, Alex undertook some training with the Devon Rural Skills Trust to help enrich the work at Langdon, learning new skills as part of his professional development, which he has been sharing with patients during therapeutic sessions. The Trust is a registered charity and was launched at the Devon County Show in 1980 with a view to preserving traditional rural skills. Run by volunteers, hands-on training days and demonstrations help to achieve its aim of preserving the old countrywide skills. People are shown how to use and look after traditional tools and taught the necessary skills to build and maintain field boundaries, old buildings and other structures. Alex said, "As a result of my training with DRST, patients have started steeping, the Devon word for laying trees over, the edge of our old orchard, and work done during the winter has now started to bud and grow. Before long, we'll see a dramatic change and a beautiful new feature in the landscape."
Liberal Democrats hold seaside towns. The seaside towns of Dawlish and Teignmouth will continue to be represented by the Liberal Democrats at County Hall as the party retains its control in the Devon County Council elections. Town and District Councillor Rosie Dawson will now represent Dawlish at Devon County Council after winning today's election. That was on Friday, May the 2nd. The Liberal Democrat said she was blown away after learning she'd been elected to represent the town at County Hall. "It's an absolute honour to be trusted by the public, and I'm ready to start work this afternoon," she said. Reform UK's Christopher Hilditch came second. Liberal Democrat Councillor David Cox said he was very pleased to have won the Teignmouth seat, but admitted it was very close. Councillor Cox won with a 165 vote majority over Reform UK candidate Steve Horner. "There's clearly been a national swing," David said. With that, the Liberal Democrats retained their control over the two seaside towns. The party won Chudleigh and Teign Valley for the very first time, while retaining Exminster and Holden and winning Bovey Rural. Newton Abbot MP Martin Wrigley, who is a Liberal Democrat, said he was pleased that his party had increased the number of Teignbridge seats on Devon County Council from 4 to 5. It was very sad to see the loss of Ipplepen and the Kurzweils, MP Wrigley said, but I'm delighted that we retained Dawlish and Tynmouth and that we gained Chudley for the first time. Reform UK won 4 of the 10 Teignbridge wards in the election, with the Lib Dems taking 5 and the Conservatives just 1.
One arrest after beach brawl as victim identified. Detectives investigating a report of assault at Tynmouth Bat Beach on Friday night have identified the victim and have made an arrest. It follows an appeal issued earlier today in relation to footage circulating on social media, which showed a young person being assaulted on Friday, May the 2nd. Officers were called to reports of a young male being attacked by 4 people with weapons at approximately 8:45 p.m. on Bat Beach, Tynmouth, and attended the scene where 50 to 100 people were present during the incident. Enquiries are ongoing to try to identify others involved in the matter. The incident was part of a wider, large-scale disorder, which is thought to have involved teenagers and adults. Detective Sergeant Emma Boothbyer said, "We have identified a teenage boy who has sustained minor head injuries. He has been checked over in hospital and discharged. We are continuing to urge anyone who was involved to come forward, and we will be making further inquiries in the area over the weekend. We are aware of footage circulating on social media and possible names being identified. We ask that people do not share this footage, and we need to remind the public that any under suspicion under the age of 18 is by law not allowed to be identified. These rules are not solely for media organisations to adhere to. They also apply to members of the public and includes information posted via social media. This may be seen as interfering with a live investigation, and we therefore remind the public that it is vital that they do not speculate on the identity of any suspects in the case. If you do have any information, please report it directly to the police."
Over 400 reports of stalking in a single month. There were more than 400 reports of stalking reported to Devon and Cornwall Police in a single month this year, a Freedom of Information request has shown. The force recorded 416 incidents of stalking in February 25, which was an increase on the month prior when the number was 289. Of the total number recorded in February, 120 involved fear of violence. The first 10 days of March this year saw more than 100 reports of stalking. Stalking is a pattern of unwanted, repeated behaviour that leaves you feeling scared or distressed. You don't have to be threatened with violence to be a victim of stalking. 151 of the 416 incidents, for example, were recorded without fear, alarm, or distress.